In this hour, of course, we'll take your phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, or criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. In addition to your calls, we'll take your text and tweets as well, plus I have several emails here. Pharmacist Ben, we've got one here. Somebody wants you to talk about, again, the benefits of apple cider vinegar with each meal and what you think of eating fermented foods with your meal.
They're both awesome. Fermented foods, especially fermented veggies, are a great way to reestablish the gut flora. And on top of that, you get easy-to-digest enzymes. The fermentation process builds up enzymes and breaks down veggies and releases enzymes as well as other nutrients. Plus, bonus, you get fiber, and you also get nitrogen, which is incredibly important for helping the bacteria grow inside the gut. So you've got multiple benefits to fermented vegetables in particular. I like fermented vegetables better than fermented dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
Most people get their fermented.
How much vinegar, he says, he asks, how much do you put in, like, water to drink?
I just guzzle mine.
That's pretty bitter.
You know what? It gives you a little tingle. I'll say that.
It's tardy.
It's tardy, yes, exactly. It's got appetite suppressant effects. It's got weight loss effects. It's a great source of minerals. And on top of everything else, it helps you digest your food. It acidifies the digestive system. You know, it's almost like a miracle substance. And if you go on the internet, you'll see 80 great ways that apple cider vinegar can support your health, especially if you're diabetic, by the way. It's got an ability to help the body generate energy with something called short-chain fats. It's got a short-chain fat. It's ketogenic. It's a ketogenic substance, so it helps the body get energy. And by the way, the ketogenic diet is absolutely fabulous for weight loss. We have Jebby's got a great product called Keto FX, which supports ketogenesis. I know you've probably talked about the ketogenic diet in the past. Make no mistake about it, the ketogenic diet is the ultimate way to eat, in my humble opinion.
All right, back to the calls we go. Joe in Long Island, New York, to get us started.
Ben.
Hey, Joe.
Happy spring.
Hey.
Yeah, a couple of questions. First was someone handed off to me, they got me actually a hemp-infused juice blend from that health food store. That's the first time I've ever come across that. I had some of it so far.
Huh.
So I just want your take on that. And then also L-carnosine for memory.
Yeah,
it's being touted. I want your take on that as well.
Yeah, L-carnosine helps the body utilize sugars and fats. It keeps the sugars behaving themselves.
Spell that, Ben.
Carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S, as in Sam, I-N-E, as opposed to carnitine, which is a little bit different.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes people get confused between the two. Carnosine is an anti-sugaring substance, and the brain is subject to this sugaring process. You know, Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. A very important strategy for dealing with dementia is to control your blood sugar or any mental health or brain health issues. And then the CBD thing, you know, you and I have talked about that now for a couple of years, the whole CBD thing. Ingevity's got a line of CBD products, Hemp FX, they call them, for sleep and for pain. CBD is absolutely fabulous. It's not nutritional, but if you're dealing with insomnia issues or pain issues or anxiety issues, you definitely want to check out the Hemp FX line.
Our show right after you, Ben, is about hemp, by the way.
Hemp is marvelous stuff and with a great history. And by the way, CBD is not the same as THC. So we got to get over this idea that you're going to get stoned with the CBD or even with THC for that matter, because the small amounts of THC enhance the CBD without having any psychoactive properties. Nonetheless, our CBD doesn't have any THC in it.
Janine writes, and Ben, she wants to know about the 90 essential nutrients. She'd like a list of what they are.
A list of all 90?
Where can she pick them up? Are they on the criticalhealthnews.com website?
Yeah, you can go to criticalhealthnews.com. They're on criticalhealthnews.com. And really, these days, there's no shortage of information about all of the mighty 90 essential nutrients, which includes amino acids, essential fatty acids, minerals, and vitamins. In fact, these things were discovered in probably most of them in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. And since then, the evidence on the health benefits and the health importance of these, what we call the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, is indisputable. Even mainstream medicine recognizes the importance of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids. So I'm an evangelist for supplementing with the Mighty 90 essential nutrients.
Yes, you are. Wayne's with us in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, Sir George and Pharmacist Ben. Yes, I have a nephew that has thyroid cancer. He had an operation and had it taken out. It was like a 3.5-hour operation. I'm wondering what he can do to help recover.
Here's what you got to do, and he's not alone in this. Hundreds of thousands of these are taken out every year. Thyroids are removed every year. If you have cancer, you got cancer. You really don't have an option at that point. But a lot of them are taken out just for hyperactive thyroid, a thyroid that is just freaked out, basically. If you have your thyroid, keep it. If you don't have your thyroid, you're going to be running on stress hormone energy, which is not a good thing. So you have to be very kind and loving to your body. If you're a woman who's had her thyroid out, especially around menopause or perimenopause, the adrenal glands are going to be working super-duper hard. Get yourself on minerals. The adrenal glands process salt and minerals, electrolytes specifically. So you find yourself craving salt when your adrenal glands are cranking out. And most people are craving salt because most people's adrenal glands are super active. So especially if you had your thyroid taken out, Jeffy's got a great product called De-Stress. I would be using all of the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. I would be using the Sweeties from Youngevity. Keeping your blood sugar stable becomes very important. And then activating the rest and digest nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, with slow, deep breathing. Slow, deep breathing techniques. Being kind and loving to the body, understanding that without a thyroid, you're going to be running on stress hormone energy, and anything you could do to kind of calm the body down is going to be in your interest.
Well, it sure would. Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Jeff is out there in Georgia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey.
Hey, George. How you doing, man?
Good, Jeff. Thank you.
Ben, I've got a virus that I've had since I was a child. I mean, since I remember the first time it broke out, it was on my lip. It's HSV-1, yeah. And I've had it since I was a child. Now, I've had some success at watching what I eat and putting the right vitamins and minerals and keeping my immune system built
for you.
Up with
HPV,
with
Ben?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like cold sores, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
HSV-1.
Yeah, it's a herpes virus. And you're right on, my friend. Smart. You're very, very smart, because keeping the immune system strong is the key. And you'll notice that when your immune system is suppressed, or when you're under stress, you're not getting enough sleep, or you're on vacation, you forget your supplements, you don't pay attention to what you're eating, you'll notice that's when it comes up. So anybody who's dealing with cold sores, these viruses are an opportunistic virus, meaning they wait for an opportunity to jump. And what you got to do is you got to strengthen the immune system by taking selenium, for example, as one of the all-time great immune boosters, the ultimate selenium from Youngevity, making sure you're doing all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Start Pack, staying away from sugar. We talked about that earlier, how sugar suppresses the immune system, and calming the body down, noticing when you're under duress, and then calming the body down. In a way, it's a good thing, because it's kind of like a barometer that will tell you when your body is under duress. When you get one of those cold sores, it usually means that you're not paying attention to what you're supposed to be doing, or you're under some kind of stress.
Tom's got another text or tweet for us. What do you have, Tom?
Sure do. This one from Jerome in Minneapolis. Can Ben please explain how the body processes the so-called bad foods? In other words, what makes them bad?
Great question. We talked about the cell earlier. It all boils down to the cell, George. The cell has a menu from which it likes to eat, and that menu is 3.5 billion years old, and it includes the basic Mighty 90 essential nutrients and a few other things. The foods we eat today have substances in them that do not feed the cell. So number one, the cell doesn't get fed, and number two, these waste substances either get incorporated into the cell and create distorted cells, such as the case of of fats, cooked fats and rancid fats, get incorporated into the cell, distorting the cell's chemistry and electrical energies and ultimately making a sick cell. Or they have to be dumped out, they have to be modified by the poison control system and then dumped out. And make no mistake about it, George, this is one of the most amazing systems in the body. It lives in the liver primarily, and it actually has an ability to manipulate poisons and detoxify them, so that they're safe, and then eliminate them out of the intestines, out of the bowel, for the most part. And many of the foods that we eat contain substances that have to be detoxified, and this puts a major load on the nutritional resources as well as taxing the liver. So the foods we eat are bad because they contain components that the cell can't use, so the cell starves, or that get incorporated into the cell, so the cell becomes distorted and sick, or that have to be eliminated by the poison control system, which creates a more nutritional deficiency and ultimately taxes the liver and creates toxicity in this organ.
Amazing. It is. If you take care of your body in all kinds of ways, will it ever break down?
You know, can't say that, because it's never. We've never lived in an environment that was 100% conducive to that.
No, we haven't.
Theoretically, you know, I don't
you
know.
You should go to 80 or 90, right?
Easily 100, 120. Easily 120 if you take care of yourself. And I know that because there's been people, many, many people, that have lived to be 110 or 120 to this day. There's a guy, I was watching a YouTube video, a guy, I think he's like 111, and he's still walking around and driving a car, and, you know.
He's functioning.
He's functioning great. Exactly. I saw a video yesterday of a lady 94 years old doing all kinds of dance moves. This is what the human body is capable of, George. Don't you want that? And to the listeners, don't you want that? Don't you want to be 94 and dancing? I mean, we have so much longer to live. Life is short enough as it is, but we're robbing ourselves of 20 to 30 to 40 good years.
Let's go to first-time caller Justin in Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to tell you, I know there's other callers waiting. I'm going to try to keep it short. Can you hear me loud?
I can barely hear you, Justin. Can you get closer to your phone?
Yes. Can you hear me loud?
There you go. That's better. That's better.
Okay, great, great. Thank you so much for taking my call, like I said. I have a question for your other guy. I can't remember what his name is. I do apologize.
Pharmacist Ben.
Okay, Pharmacist Ben. Okay. I was actually sick for a long time, and I actually couldn't figure out what it was. I would always get this fungal infection everywhere in my body. I would feel just so horrible, to the point to where I've even lost my job because of this. And it was just getting bad, and my mom and I couldn't figure out what it was. And it was going on for so many years. And then suddenly I've had so many doctors that looked at me. They would just say, "We don't know what it is. We think you're just crazy," you know. And I said, "Surely that can't just be the problem." So then I finally had one doctor that just looked at me. He took one look at me, and I don't even know how he figured this out. Suddenly he goes, "You have candida," and I said, "What? You have candida?
A yeast infection."
Yes, and I said, "How did you know just by looking at you? I could tell. See, look on your lip, I could tell." And then he goes, "You know why you have it?" And I go, "No." He goes, "Because your body, I don't know if this is true or not. This is why I was going to ask him what he thinks. He told me your body needs a balance of 80% good bacteria, 20% bad bacteria to survive. The 20% bad bacteria, is it possible, sir, that maybe so many people aren't realizing this? You eat McDonald's, you eat Burger King, you go to the store, you buy all these donuts, you go to the store, and you do this. Maybe so many people aren't realizing that they could be completely making themselves sick eating all this food, because someone was telling me that those foods create."
All right, let's find out, Ben, before the clock gets us.
Justin, you need to come on the road with me, because you hit the nail right on the head, buddy. That's exactly what it is. If you're sick, by the way, you got candida overgrowth. Everybody has candida, but what you're talking about is candida overgrowth, and as we said earlier, it's related to an imbalance in bacteria in the gut, which are supposed to live in balance with those bacteria, with yeast.
Probiotics
and fermented food, absolutely, and stay away from the McDonald's and all the other stuff. And he hit the nail on the head. Exactly right. You got a smart practitioner there, Justin.
Yeah, that was. He picked that up, and that's impressive, isn't it, Ben?
That's impressive. If you're sick, you can pretty much assume that you've got a cancer.
I was going to say maybe he had Lyme's disease.
Lyme's disease may be related because Lyme's disease is a suppression of the immune system. The immune system should be able to take care of Lyme's disease, and the immune system lives in the gut and depends on gut bacteria. You know, this chronic Lyme disease is very similar to adrenal fatigue issues, fibromyalgia issues. We call it chronic Lyme's disease, but it has a lot in common with a lot of other health challenges. And, George, that's a very important point. Disease is generic. We name it different things, and we think it's a specific problem, but it really is. They all have the same basic underlying symptoms of cardiovascular distress, generalized pain, and problems sleeping, brain fog. These are all general symptoms that occur with almost all health challenges.
Pharmacist Ben with us. Give him a call at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're there to assist you. Or criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website. Pile in on it and have some fun doing it while you're there. Let's go to Randy, truck driving in Texas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Randy.
Hey, George, I'm on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I drive a truck. I'm 31 years old. I drink a lot of soda. That's my problem. And I drink a lot of juice. But I noticed for the last month and a half now, my right side's going numb if I'm on the phone. And, like, right now, I've been holding on. My right side goes numb. My hand is not good.
Really?
Your sugar is way messed up, my friend.
Sugar?
Blood sugar is way messed up, and you're too young for this to happen.
He could be diabetic.
I could easily be diabetic. I would be. This is nothing you want to fool around with at the age of 31. Absolutely not. I would get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible and start weaning off of that soda pop and get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Get off the soda pop. And the diet stuff and all that stuff is
junk. Get off the soda pop. That stuff's awful. And at the age of 31, to be feeling that kind of pain, that's a big-time red flag.
What is that numbness, Ben?
It sounds like peripheral neuropathy to me. I mean, I'd have to ask a few more questions, but it sounds like a blood sugar problem. Peripheral neuropathy is just pain and tingling in the extremities and on the sides of the body, cramping. It's very unpleasant.
You're way too young for that stuff, Randy.
Way too young. And also the Sweeties, by the way, is a powerful, and the glucogenics are two powerful supplements for stabilizing blood sugar.
Those are very good. I like those. And they call this number also for additional information, Randy, 1-855-949-RADIO. You can get the number just by going to criticalhealthnews.com. That's the simplest way to remember everything, folks. Just go to criticalhealthnews.com.
Letters too, George, if they write.
Oh, and emails, don't
and
you?
Emails, right. If they say, that's what I meant, is emails.
Letters? What's a letter?
I know. Right. Emails, if you health@criticalhealthnews.com.
Hey, Ben, let's take a break, and we'll come back with final phone calls. Fast couple hours tonight here on Coast to Coast AM. Pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach pop on at their times every 3 weeks to give you some vital information from criticalhealthnews.com. Watch Doc's videos, too, by the way, at the criticalhealthnews.com. You'll really enjoy it. But we'll be back in a moment. We'll take final calls with Ben Fuchs. And welcome back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, you're going to like this. I had an expert on eyes on last week, and I asked him about floaters, and he said take supplements of hyaluronic acid, one of your favorite ingredients, to make it go away.
Hey, George, can you say that again?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What was that?
I had an expert on last week talking about the eyes, and we were talking about floaters.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Our favorite, isn't it, George?
That's it.
I told you. You thought I was kidding around when I told you about that.
Magic.
Let me tell you, hyaluronic acid, which is in similar to the stuff that's in the glucogel caps from Longevity, is good for everything. because it's a major component of the connective tissue, which makes up a good 15 to 20, maybe 30% of the body, probably about 30% of the body. If you're falling apart in any way, shape, or form, and all the stuff we hate about aging, including wrinkles and arthritis and problems walking and back problems and heart disease, these are all based in the connective tissue. Anything you could do to build connective tissue is critical. And hyaluronic acid is a major, major building substance of the connective tissue. It's also a major component of the eyes. And whoever that was right on. Hyaluronic acid is one of the most important supplements you could ever take for the eyes. And you could find that, of course, in bone broth and bone soup. And the glucogel caps are similar. And you can also get those hyaluronic acid as supplements, too.
Let's go to Sally in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Welcome to the program. Hi, Sally.
Hey, Sally.
Hi. I really appreciate you, George and Ben.
Well, thank you.
For your service to mankind. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I'm in longevity now.
Okay.
Just recently.
Nice.
I've been into nutrition for years.
Very good.
And I have a friend that's very concerned because he's taking the OsteoFX, and he does a lot of study, too,
right,
with the ratio of magnesium to calcium. They say something like 2-to-1 or whatever. I don't understand it totally. And he's concerned that the ratio is a little different.
There's no way to know, because you get calcium and magnesium from other sources, and you get way more calcium. Magnesium is found in vegetables. Calcium is found in dairy products, meat, fish. Most people get way more calcium than they do magnesium. So you can't really go by the ratios that are in the supplements. Magnesium and calcium are both important. Magnesium has a relaxing effect on the body. Calcium has a contracting effect, and they sort of live in balance. Calcium is one of the most important, most abundant minerals in the body. Magnesium less so, but magnesium is extremely important for a lot of the health issues that we have. So magnesium deficiency is behind, or at least partially involved, in diabetes and osteoporosis and heart disease. You know, if you have a heart attack, they'll put magnesium right in your blood, right in your heart.
Oh, they sure will. It's great for your rhythm, isn't it?
It's incredibly important for your rhythm. And calcium channel blockers are one of the main drugs that they give you for heart problems. You might as well take magnesium, which is nature's natural calcium channel blocker. And, of course, the OsteoMag. And the OsteoFX are great sources of magnesium.
So he's doing well, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. Thanks, Sally. Final text and tweet. We've got Tom back in L.A. Thomas, what do you have?
This one from Dresden in Manhattan. Can the pharmacist please talk about liverwurst? Is it okay to eat?
Liverwurst is one of those processed meat products. I mean, it depends on how you get it. If you get, like, Oscar Mayer liverwurst, that's going to be different than if you make homemade liverwurst. Nonetheless, it's still it's basically a mixture of mystery meat, that is. If it's real liverwurst, it's probably, I think it's liver and pork. It's not as bad, but if it's the Oscar Mayer stuff, you know, among the worst foods a human being can ingest are processed meat foods.
Processed.
They are.
Like salami and stuff like that?
Exactly. They're among the worst. I'm not even just talking about whatever the meat is.
The stuff that tastes good you're talking about.
Because it's spices and it's fat. We love spices. We love fat. So you got to hack into those drives, and you got to get yourself fat from good sources: avocados, eggs, butter, coconut oil, and make spices. Use spices. Spices are the spice of life. They're what make life great. They're the spices, and plus they're highly medicinal, and the body craves them. Also, salt and pepper. The body loves salt, loves pepper. So make your own fatty. You know, find some fatty foods you like, some fatty salmon, or eggs. And then put lots of spices on them. Way better than liverwurst. You'll hack into that drive for salt and for spices and for fat that you're really craving with liverwurst. You wouldn't eat the liverwurst if it didn't have spices on it. Trust me. That
would
not taste good.
Good point. Let's go to Justin in Peoria, Illinois now. Hi, Justin. Go ahead.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I actually have two questions for Ben.
Okay.
The first one, about a month or so, I started having a stomach problem. And then last week, I was able to see the doctor, and they did some type of blood work. They called me back, said my lipase is higher.
Mm.
And coming next week, I'll have some radio. I mean, I have to go to do take a picture of my stomach, all kind of stuff, to find out how's my liver and then pancreas look like.
That's a pain.
So I don't know if you're in the meantime, you have any suggestions?
Yes, I do. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Sounds like you may have an issue with the pancreas. And that's typically what will cause your lipase to go up. The pancreas is I call it the Mr. Cellophane of the body. It's in the movie Chicago, there was a guy, Mr. Cellophane, because everybody looked through him. They didn't recognize him.
Transparency, right?
Yes, exactly. But the pancreas is incredibly important if underappreciated. You can't digest your food effectively without your pancreas. You can't process sugar without your pancreas. And, of course, everybody knows that pancreatic cancer is the deadliest of all the cancers. So the pancreas is a vitally important structure. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. You might want to consider using a little sodium bicarbonate as well. Don't take it with your meals, but take it a few hours after your meals. That sometimes helps folks. But make sure that you're digesting your food appropriately at the level of the stomach. You know, the whole digestive, that area where where the stomach meets the intestine and the pancreas and the gallbladder, that area where you have these four systems, and this is the key area to health. This is the nexus of health or disease, right there where the food drops out of the stomach and hits the intestine. It gets hit with a big blast of pancreatic juices and bile, and nutrients and food are liberated at that point. If that doesn't occur correctly, everything downstream is going to suffer, and of course that includes the rest of the body because the rest of the body gets nourished from those nutrients. So anything you could do to support health at the level of the intestine, that's the nightly essence from Youngevity, as well as fiber and other nutrients, the pancreas and the gallbladder, that would be the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, and then the stomach using apple cider vinegar, as well as digestive enzymes, is going to be in your health interest.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We've got pharmacist Ben with us. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. The toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. And people are there to give you advice. Let's go to Joe in Cleveland, Ohio. First-time caller for Joseph. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you, George?
Good. Thank you, Joe.
I'm so glad I have a chance to speak with you. It's been some time. I've tried to get through before, but this is my first time. And my question is, and then I want to make a couple comments. It's about healing the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in 2015, I was diagnosed with Romberg's due to cell phone radiation.
Oh, geez.
I went from all over the country to try to get help. All the big hospitals, they either were saying nothing was wrong or it was a psychological problem. I went to a place where I had a triple-headed SPECT scan, and I had the right test done where this would have never been shown at the mainstream hospitals. So I also want to give you my information when I get off because there's so much information that people need to know and what tests to get. These tests wouldn't show my CAT scan or MRI or anything like that. So, and to Ben's comment earlier about blood tests are skewed. The best way to really know what's going on with somebody is you using a mass spec, showing what's going on, like you said, in the cells. And the body is absolutely amazing. There's really only three ways people get sick. You either have a genetic disposition, you're toxic, or you're deficient. And most people that are deficient are toxic. So I've been trying for the last several years to detox, detox, and detox.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 500 hyperbaric treatments.
Nice.
Probably four times a week getting IV therapy.
Nice.
Infrared sauna, colonics.
You're doing great. How do you feel?
Yeah, how do you feel, Joseph?
Season 6, 10, 18 is only getting me through. I could do the best test in the world. I was actually doing really, really good. And then the insurance company, that's a whole other story, George, that I could get into. I really want to, while I'm still here, I want to let there's so much hidden things you have no idea. I mean, we are at war. And the insurance, I was doing really good. They pulled the rug from me and stopped some very important treatments. I was getting vitamins and minerals. You see, what happens is most people, if you eat right, usually that's all you need. However, when you're that toxic, you have to be able to metabolize and absorb. And you can become so toxic, your body can't absorb or metabolize. It's like somebody saying, drink water. Well, you could drink all the water, but if you're not absorbing, if it's not getting into the cells, there's a big problem.
You're right on.
It's happening. And my concern, the cell phones, people, 5G, I'm very fortunate, I'm blessed with knowing some of the best scientists in the world. But
Joe, I'm convinced that my sister died of a brain tumor from a cell phone. She used it all the time.
Well, you know, the body's an electrical system, and the brain is highly electrical, obviously. So it's hard to imagine we're not creating, wreaking some kind of havoc on the electromagnetics of the body. Think about all the electromagnetism, George, that didn't exist 100 years ago.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Just in the last 100 years, we're swimming in the sea of electromagnetics that the body hasn't had a chance.
Ben, Joe can email you at criticalhealthnews.com.
Absolutely.
He's got some more information, and Tom doesn't have the time to write it all down.
Absolutely.
He's got to do another show with me. But he can email you at criticalhealthnews.com, Joe, and send all the information to Ben. Ben will get it back to us.
criticalnews.com.
Randy's in Florida. Randy, let's get you in. Go ahead.
Randy.
Hello.
Hi there, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Go ahead.
Yes. Good night, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask, on behalf of the doctor there, just wanted to ask about the brain, basically. What minerals or vitamins do you need to take to basically
enhance the brain?
The brain is a fatty organ. Get yourself on the ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. Get yourself on the whole Healthy Star Pack and the Healthy Brain and Body Pack. Fats, fats, fats. Vitamin E is really important. Ketogenic diet is also very helpful for the brain. But if you want something real simple, get the Healthy Brain and Body Pack from Youngevity. For all folks who have dementia, nursing, people in nursing homes, folks who are older, Healthy Brain and Body Pack.
Ben, what's the function of the gallbladder? Because so many people have it removed.
That's so underappreciated. The gallbladder is one of your main detox organs, number one. It also is important for the digestive system. It helps liberate fats from foods. The more toxins you take and the more dirty your blood is from foods and from sugar, the more likely you are to have gallstones. And anybody who has gallstones and is being told to have their gallbladder taken out, if you lose your gallbladder, you are going to have to pay very, very close attention to how you eat and how you supplement. And if you have had your gallbladder out, get yourself on digestive enzymes immediately. It'll change your life. The ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, and you also need to have fatty nutrients. The gallbladder helps you digest fats and also helps you detoxify old hormones and drugs. And without a gallbladder, you're going to be compromised in both of those places.
Might have time for a quick one from Susan in Phoenix. Go ahead, Susan.
This is for pharmacist Ben. What would you recommend for chronic blepharitis, conjunctivitis of many years, where the eyelids are red, inflamed, swollen?
Yeah.
And I want to know what the root cause is and whether it's an internal problem or what medication you would recommend.
No medication. If you have chronic blepharitis, what I'd recommend, any itis means you have an inflammatory condition. The inflammatory condition means you have an immune system problem. If it's chronic, then I would be focusing on the immune system, where it's located is mostly in the intestine. So the odds are really good that this person, if it's you, has had long-term digestive health issues. Get yourself on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you stay away from sugar or any other immune-suppressant foods. And then leverage all of the immune-boosting activities of relaxation, the relaxation response. And this is just a perfect way to end, George, because it just shows you how generic the healing process is and how it doesn't require medicine. It requires lifestyle modification, nutritional supplementation, and common sense strategies. It's not a complicated issue.
No, not at all. Ben, would you give out your website and your toll-free number?
Yes, it's health at criticalhealthnews.com. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, and I'll let you give the number out, George.
I'll give it out, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, where people are really schooled to give you the assistance that you hear from pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach. Doc will be back with us in 3 weeks. Ben, I want to thank you for being on the program. Take care.
Thank you. My pleasure. We'll
keep in touch. All right. That's Ben Fuchs. Up next, we're going to talk about, it's called American Hemp. And it's an incredible story about the hemp industry, how it started, why it was illegal, why it's legal now, and what it all means to us. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and email me at George@coasttocoastam.com.